Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans, the 11th chapter. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and how inscrutable His ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor, or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Acts 26, St. Paul was given the chance to speak at a hearing before Herod Agrippa II and Porcius Festus, Jew and Gentile. Agrippa was astounded that Paul would try to convert him to Christ in one day. And the Roman concluded that Paul was out of his mind, driven mad, because he was such a great man of letters. This stuff was just too deep for Festus. Now here in the epistle to the Romans, Paul had his chance to get really deep. Over 11 chapters, he lays out in grand fashion the argument of Christianity, from sin to grace, from law to gospel, from word to faith, from helplessness to salvation, to salvation's fruit. And at last here, in chapter 11, into the dizzying discussion of eternal election. In verse 25, before our text, he admits that this last part here is a mystery, how the Lord has hardened Israel to bring in the Gentiles, how indeed He has consigned all to disobedience, so that He may have mercy on all. We're up against the deep question of why God is merciful and why some are not saved. But at this point, however, St. Paul does not dive in. He does not dare to plumb the depths of God's mind with his speculations. That would drive you to madness. Festus' little comment proves to be a compliment here, because Paul is truly a man of great letters. His wisdom does not come from his own mind, but it comes from the Holy Scriptures. Whenever we come to the limit of the Scriptures and what they say about a matter that is above us, it's neither wise nor safe to press on and speculate, filling in the gaps with our thinking. God alone can teach us about Himself. That's our theology. That means He's not open to our investigation as if we got to stand above Him. Instead of speculating, Paul breaks out in praise. Oh, the deep riches, wisdom, and knowledge of God. Who can comprehend Him? Yes, the doctrine of election has its limit for us. You cannot peer into God's mind to figure out in that way what is on His thoughts. Whenever you do, we will always judge Him by our standards or defend Him from that kind of judgment as if He needed our counsel. The proper response instead is the fear of the Lord, that is, praise. We hear this scripture today because it is the week of Trinity Sunday. That's another deep matter of theology. It's a mystery where our understanding has a limit. But, thank God, the Catholic faith is not that we comprehend Trinity and unity, but what we confess what can be said truthfully from the Holy Scriptures, however baffling or however mathematically unsatisfactory. And in the Bible, confession, that is worship. In giving us this example, Paul is not abandoning his distinction as a doctor of the church or an apostle with great letters and becoming some kind of anti-intellectual. No, the mystery that he reveals is worth our learning it, studying it, delighting in it. Jesus says, "Abide in my word." And he also says, "Search the scriptures." And be astounded even more by what God reveals in Christ than by your limits, dear Christians. You may not recognize it at first, but Paul's actually quoting an awful lot of Old Testament scripture passages, even a little bit of supporting fire from the Apocrypha, maybe. And Paul also seems to be following what Isaiah says in chapter 55. This is a text that's well known to us, I think. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his own thoughts, and let him turn unto the Lord, for he will have mercy, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And then the Lord speaks and says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, declares the Lord." What is the thing that is so much higher than us? What is the surpassing mystery that is nevertheless fully revealed in Christ? It is specifically God's mercy. It's his character and his action for salvation, which we always wish to grow in. It is the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity, as the Athanasian Creed is so clear on. It is his gracious action to choose you in Christ from before the foundation of the world. The depths of God's mercy, those surely are unfathomable. But that's not a bug, but a feature. And therefore, to peer into the deep things then is not to bungle around in the unknowable or to pilot higher and deeper, but to grow in the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God's mercy that is received in the gospel, that is known in his scriptures, centered in Christ Jesus. Hear these questions from our text today just once more. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has given him something beforehand that might be repaid? Now, these questions aren't really so deep. Nobody has done those things. Nobody can measure or judge God. Nobody can stand beside him as an equal. No one can offer a sacrifice that will please or satisfy him. No one can ascend into heaven. But on the other hand, even the youngest catechism student knows that there's a pretty serious asterisk that has to be placed on that nobody. Nobody except for Christ Jesus. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the SELC district and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for missionaries the Reverend Gary and Stephanie Schulte, who serve the Lord in the Congo, and the Reverend Stephen and Cynthia Schumacher, who serve the Lord in Ghana. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.